Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The Brazilian president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, has accused the security forces of opening the doors of the presidential palace for thousands of opposition demonstrators who vandalized the building on Sunday. In a news conference, Lula said the government suspected collusion from parts of the army and the police. Here's Leonardo Rocha.
He said that he knew there were many Bolsonaro supporters still among the staff working at the presidential palace in Brasilia. And he said there was no sign of forced entry. And he said it's clear that someone opened the door. I used to work there. You can't get into the palace. It's very difficult to get in there. And when I saw the images of people everywhere inside that building and inside the Congress and the Supreme Court buildings as well, I said it's not possible because there's always people there on guard.
The US Justice Department has appointed a special counsel to investigate Joe Biden's handling of classified documents from when he was vice president. Earlier, Mr. Biden told reporters a second batch of papers had been found in his garage at his Delaware home. The first was discovered at his office at a Washington think tank. The White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, spoke about the situation at a news conference.
The president takes this very seriously. He does. He said this twice. And he did not know that the records were there when they were found. He does not know what's in them. And what he did and what his team did is the minute that they realized that the documents were there, they reached out to the archives, they reached out to the Department of Justice.
Republicans, angered by FBI raids on Donald Trump's Florida home for top secret documents, have accused Mr. Biden of hypocrisy. The head of Israel's Supreme Court has accused the country's new government of launching an unrestrained attack on the justice system. The Chief Justice, Esther Hayat, said that a judicial reform plan proposed by the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government would undermine Israel's democracy. The plan would include limiting high court rulings against government actions or parliamentary laws. It's emerged that severe disruption to Britain's postal service, Royal Mail, is being caused by a ransomware hacking attack. The company's been unable to send parcels abroad since Wednesday and has asked customers not to post items. Joe Tidy reports.
Your data are stolen and encrypted, reads the ransom note left for Royal Mail staff locked out of their computers. The company's still reluctant to comment, but sources have acknowledged they are being held to ransom by cybercriminals. If they don't pay the gang, Royal Mail will remain unable to get into their IT systems unless they can rebuild from backups. The culprits, Lockbit, are a notorious crew the FBI says has extorted tens of millions from more than 1,000 victims worldwide since 2020.
BBC News. Russia's most prominent opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, has received medical treatment a day after hundreds of Russian doctors signed an open letter to President Putin demanding an end to abuses against the jailed politician. His lawyer, Vadim Kobzov, tweeted that Mr. Navalny's acute respiratory condition had stopped deteriorating and his court trials had been postponed. Turkey has summoned the Swedish ambassador to protest against a video posted online by a Kurdish group in Sweden in which an effigy of the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, was seen swinging from a rope upside down. Turkey is currently stalling on whether to approve bids by Sweden and Finland for NATO membership. Danny Eberhard reports.
The Kurdish video, set to a song linked to Italian partisans, is graphic. It juxtaposes images of President Erdogan's effigy strung up outside Stockholm City Hall with photos of the battered corpse of the Italian dictator Benito Mussolini hung upside down at the end of the Second World War. It's enraged Turkey. Mr. Erdogan's head of communications said the video was proof that Sweden had not taken the necessary steps it had promised against terrorism.
Data released by the World Meteorological Organization confirms that the past 8 years were the warmest ever recorded globally. The UN agency said temperatures were rising along with concentrations of greenhouse gases in the Earth's atmosphere. It said it was increasingly unlikely that a global average temperature rise could be kept below 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Ostrich eggs dating back more than 4,000 years have been discovered next to an ancient fire pit in Israel. The Israel Antiquities Authority says the 8 eggs were found at a prehistoric campsite in the Negev region. Archaeologists involved in the excavation say the indications are that the eggs were intentionally collected and used as food. BBC News.